Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So we started talking yesterday about that influencer in Russia. And this particular influencer decided that he wanted to put on a lot of weight, like around about 25 kilos, quite quickly. I can't remember, like 8 or 10,000 calories a day or something ridiculous, in order to put on 25 kilos, in order to work with on social media and show people how he lost that. Unfortunately, it was on his way up that he had a heart attack and died, which kind of did prove the point that that you shouldn't be eating this way. We are joined this morning by Kopano Mokele, who's a fitness coach and who started the Studla Challenge and then the Scorer Challenge. I think Mukundi is still on the Scorer Challenge, is that right? In studio here with us, Mukundi. Mukundi, where do you think you are on the Scorer Challenge?
Mini scorer, if that's
mini scorer.
I'm a mini scorer.
Okay, well, I'm a mini studler anyway, but I'm working on that as well. All right, Kopano Mokele, thank you for joining us. A very, very good morning to you. Has this become a popular thing for trainers or for people to gain weight in order to lose weight?
I'm not sure if you say it's popular, because I'm the only person in Africa who's really done it. Ah. I think it's just another way to show people what does weight loss look like, because most people have seen the before and after pictures. We've seen that a million times.
Yes.
But a lot of people have never seen the in-between process, the day-to-day, the cravings, the laziness, and that's why I did it. But for the other trainers, other coaches around the world, I'm not sure why they're doing it.
Right. So just take us through your experience. Over what period was this?
Over 4 months. So gain weight from April until end of July,
right,
which is 4 months, then lose the weight from August until first week of December, which is this week.
So you're there. You made it. You've put on 30 kilos and lost 30 kilos.
So I gained 25.
Right.
And I've lost around just over 15.
Incredible.
15.
And just tell, I'm fascinated because I've been on a diet and I've lost a decent amount of weight now, and I can't get over the difference in how I'm feeling. But because I had put on the weight slowly, as we tend to do over a few years, you don't really notice how it's impacting your movement, your feeding, your day to day. It's only when I lost it, because I've lost it over a relatively short period, that I noticed the difference coming down. What did you notice and learn as you gained the weight?
Food is addictive. There's something in the food that they've added that makes it extremely addictive, to the point where how you eat is very irrational, because I would wake up with not really, let's just say I'm craving, right? I'll crave something salty. Right after eating something salty, I'll crave something sugary. And then let's say I've satisfied my craving, I'll still find myself still kind of hungry, you know? So food addiction is a real thing. Food is everywhere, right? I think a lot of people, especially a lot of trainers and coaches, they look at food as carbohydrates, fats, proteins, you know, but they don't understand that food is everywhere, it's everything, it's within our cultures. We celebrate with food, we mourn with food, we when we're excited we eat food, when we're sad we eat food. So food is something that is, a lot of people find a way to demonize it, but I think a lot of people lack the basic knowledge to see how you can maneuver around food and still lose weight. And another one I would say while I was gaining weight is it affects everything. And I think everybody knows this, but I found myself not really seeing myself in the mirror, right? I know myself. I know to be this type of person. But while I was gaining the weight, I felt like I was losing myself. I felt less ambitious. I felt less confident in myself. It affected my decision-making process. It affected everything. So, which was a big surprise for me. I know it will affect my health.
Yeah, that is so interesting. So,
my personality.
Your personality, your mental health. I imagine also clarity, brain fog, all of those types of things when you're eating too much sugar as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And how difficult was it to make the switch? Was it a dramatic thing? How many calories were you eating a day in order to put on the weight?
So at around 6,000 to 7,000. But that was towards the end. That was like the final month.
Right.
But leading up to that, I was just adding it by maybe 2,000 to 3,000 calories, depending on how my body responds. Once I hit a plateau, I started increasing it. But once I transitioned to the weight loss part, I knew it would work because I've helped out hundreds of my clients with the process. I didn't change the food drastically. I just made small changes. The three main small changes that I made is I would fast in the morning for 5 hours, just 5 hours.
Right.
I would walk a little bit more. So when I started off, I just walk around my block, around my apartment, around my area. As I got better, as I got fitter, as I got more confident in the plan, I would increase it. And then with my calories, I didn't change my food. I still drank my favorite drink. I still ate my favorite foods, but I was a little bit more mindful with the portion. So simple tricks, like if I eat 4 slices, generally I would decrease it to 3 slices. If I'd had 2 glasses of cool drink, I'd decrease it to 1. And I just stayed as consistent as possible. And when my body would crave, I'd still eat my craving food, but I would still be very mindful of, okay, let me not eat the entire bag.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So we don't have a lot of time, but having gone on this journey, what advice would you give people who are trying to get into shape, who are trying to lose weight, to be more healthy? What was the main takeaways? Ooh, we shouldn't use that word, because definitely don't do that. But the main lessons that you learned that you're able to share?
There's three things I always tell my people, my clients, my members, is firstly, you need to have a sustainable plan. And a sustainable plan is just a plan that works with your current lifestyle. So you need to figure out the 2 or 3 simple tips or 2 to 3 simple habits you can apply immediately in your lifestyle that will increase the chance of you getting closer towards your goal. Number two, you need to have an emotional attachment with your goal. Losing weight for summertime is not enough. Losing weight for a wedding is not enough. You need to lose weight for a person that you would be happy to become. Everybody makes decisions on, we are running towards pleasure, running away from pleasure, or running towards pleasure or running away from pain. What is the pleasurable feeling of losing weight? What is the pleasurable feeling of being healthy and fit? You need to run towards that, and you need to run away from the pain of being overweight, being sick, insecure, just the lifestyle of being overweight. But also number three is you need help. You need accountability. You need a coach. You need a partner. You need somebody who's going to remind you of your goals, specifically on those tough days. So those are the three main things: sustainable plan, accountability, and you have to build an emotional attachment with your goal. That's the only way you will achieve 100% of your results.
Absolutely fantastic and very, very practical and real advice, Kopana Mokele, who's a fitness coach. He started the Stoodla Challenge, in fact, the only person in Africa having done this. And we wanted to get his insight into the experience and the learnings from his journey.